There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
HD2.
Doug, let this
breathe. Pushes me through another door.
Another better song.
I saw you smile, and my mind could not erase the beauty of your face. Just for you let me shelter you, hold on to the night, hold on to the memory.
Well, there's not a dry eye in the studio right now.
I wish that I could give you some.
This is when you put the jersey in the rafters.
Yeah, this is when it's going up.
Yeah. Like the Plager Brothers.
Yep.
Welcome back. It is TMA, presented to you by Brown & Crouppen, the Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour. And we welcome you to give your tributes to the Plowhawk by texting in the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox, 314-881-TMA5, by calling in the Collier & Thompson phone line, 636-9004-TMA, and by emailing in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email today, the morning after, at insidestl.com. Send your emails in, your tributes. If there are a large number of them, we will try to give as wide of a berth as possible to the design, air, heating, and cooling email today. So, Jackson, if you could maybe get into the filtered file a little earlier,
okay.
in case that's necessary. Maybe it's not. Hell, Doug, I don't know.
No,
we've had a bunch
either.
Of phone calls today. Martin Kilcoin. We had Brian Huffman. Calling in.
Tony La Russa called in.
Tony La Russa was also on the lines. No, you can't hit us with Richard Marks. How am I supposed to work with tears streaming down my face? Doug, that's from Shooter McGavin.
Yeah.
It was a much-needed song. I thought it was appropriate. It's emotional, but, you know, you always think about the fond memory that we've had. Obviously, we're still going to keep in contact.
And you could very well be fired from this new job and come begging back for this gig.
Here you go.
Doug, everything is at play. You never know what happens in the future.
Yeah. You could get the short haircut there, my friend.
We deep teased Chris Raby's audio postcard again. Is that what we got?
Yeah, he said he sent it to Plowsy, so I guess you guys have it.
Yeah, he texted it to me. I sent it over to Jackson. I thought I'm good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Raby has prepared an audio postcard. See what we got, Doug.
3, 2, 1.
Time for another edition of, what's this show called again?
Hot Takes.
Pepperoncini.
You mean pepperoncini?
Pepperoncini.
With Brentwood High School Hall of Famer, Iggy Strode.
I was saying, hey, are we going to bed? What are we doing? And she goes, I want you to sign my... That's what it's come to. She wants an autograph.
Hall of Famer, really?
So I just got the cameras just fixated on Katie.
I'm a hot sweaty mess.
Just take your top off.
And Darren the Plowboy Atkins.
Can't
smoke smokes more pop than the entire population of Jamaica.
Power outage, phone died, no alarm. Boys, I am so sorry. Obviously not my fault, but still feel awful. That's the Plowhawk.
Smoke weed every day.
Quality apology from Plowsy. It's obviously not my fault, but I still feel horrible. Sounds like he consulted with Biggie before penning that apology. That's from Little Tommy Driven.
Combined, these two have the IQ of a cactus.
Watching the videos, and I have, you seem to enjoy it. Now, did you, you know, and a lot of girls don't when they first get into it. They're kind of timid and, you know, I'll do this because I need the money. But, you know, you seem to enjoy it. Were you sexually active young, at a young age?
No, but that's a weird question.
At least they tackle the hard-hitting topics.
I threw up in Iggy's sink and I had to clean it up.
The only way we make him out to be a cuck is if I say we had sex and you sat in the corner and sucked your thumb while I berated you.
No. Is your husband unhappy that you serviced Iggy?
No.
And butcher the vocabulary on a daily basis. Pretty sad when their open is better than their show.
Have you worked with Bree Mills? Because she is, she's doing some things in the industry now that have never been done before, and a lot of the girls seem to want to go work with Bree.
So let's get started.
Look on graphic for the final two bullet points.
It's Pepper and Jeannie.
When are you going to have a great year? Oh, you actually have to get all the way back?
Only on TMA, STL, and Hubbard Radio.
What's your favorite kind of pasta?
Italian.
Italian.
And now the Pepper and Jeannie Show with Darren Adkins and Ken Strode.
There it is. That's the open.
Okay.
What a tribute, Doug.
What a tribute indeed.
Some of the clips were great. I don't know how he found a couple of them.
Question of the day is so funny, dude. Yeah. Oh, you actually have to get all the way back.
Yeah.
Favorite pasta, Italian.
I'll miss that. Like, COVID definitely hit that hard because I love the spring training.
That picture of you and Wayno is so funny.
See, again, like, that is probably the best picture I have from the show, and probably that one.
And there's one of you, like, interviewing Matheny.
Oh, yeah, in the scrum, just holding up. Yeah. And I was wearing a Cardinal hat. That was my first year, and I didn't know you couldn't wear team apparel.
It's not a good look, no.
So funny.
You're trying to be part of the team while you're covering the team. It's not a great look.
I know Holiday did not like that.
Yeah, that's something I didn't realize, because I would always wear this old green Cardinal cap, and I think I wore it to spring training one day because I just always wore it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Edmonds walking by, I goes, nice hat. And I go, what the hell? It's a green. I go, oh, it's a Cardinal hat. I get it. Okay. Yeah. I get it. I understand. Yeah. It's not one of those things you would think about until, somebody who's...
Well, in some ways, the fans are every bit as much of the Cardinals as the Cardinal players who come in and out every couple of years. The fans are there for a lifetime.
Are they doing that?
But, I mean, theoretically, the people covering them aren't supposed to be.
No, you're still not supposed to when you're there.
I realize that has certainly changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
I just remember Kamish. That's what I felt the worst about. This dude has carved out RIP, a Hall of Fame career. And I'm there in an oversized sweater wearing a Western Illinois University ball cap, asking guys their favorite food.
Making a ton
underwear.
Of money doing it.
Yeah. And I just see the commish, obviously writing like a normal, obviously a report that's going to be on the website, read by normal people.
Sure.
But I think they got a kick out of it, up to a point. I think they were pissed about the bus thing.
Probably, they didn't want you on the bus.
They did not like the bus thing.
No.
I remember PR definitely... worried about that.
Yeah. They got a difficult job to keep knuckleheads like us in line down there.
But I forgot about the picture that, you know, Tim put at the backdrop of the fan page. Those are memories that I'll always have. I'll look back at that and go, man, I loved what I did for 10 years. It's amazing. 10 years is a crazy long time to think about doing one thing that you really enjoy.
Maybe the axe can, you know, after the axe falls on you in this new job, you can come back and put in another 10 years.
I feel like the reason why I'm not bringing up where I work is because of you, Doug. I feel like you're going to sabotage this.
Oh, I won't. I wouldn't.
Doug Vaughn Hotmail's account comes into play.
You think I would write them and give them some information about you that might lead to your ouster?
Send a couple clips. There are a couple damning clips.
Well, I hope Buck Swope doesn't send him anything, because he's got them all.
Swope's good. He got me fired once. I don't think he's going to do it a second time. Oh, we told that story. I'm kidding, too. Yeah. Love Swope.
Okay.
Whew. It's weird. It's the last segment, though, man.
This is it. This is the one.
No second thoughts?
No, like I said, I think it's good to have several different emotions.
Yeah.
Certainly upset leaving the show, hate leaving the show, but also at the same time you can be super excited about moving on to the next venture, knowing what that's going to, you know, do to myself and, you know, my future family. So I think both can be true. Very upset to leave, but also excited for the new challenge.
You're going to be able to eat donuts at this new job, however
short. Of course. I told you the snacking is going to be just fine. They allow Dunkaroos. They have, endless supply. They actually provide a lot of snacks.
Oh, they do?
A lot of stuff around there.
You have to do any drug testing at this place, do you?
No, I probably wouldn't have put in my 2 weeks if I did.
No drug testing. I don't think I've ever been drug tested at a job.
You know, a lot of the places, my buddy D-Dub, who got hired on at the prison.
D-Dub!
Ever since weed was legalized, because he worked at Rivian, the electric car place. He went there for a long time and ended up moving to the prison. They don't drug test for marijuana. They do drug tests at the prison, but I don't think they drug test for marijuana, what I was told. And weed legal states, I don't know if that's the case or not, but yeah, I haven't had a drug test ever. Just a physical.
Could you pass one?
No.
You couldn't?
I wouldn't want to.
You wouldn't want to pass the drug test?
The one test I have.
Well, you're in the clear
like
there.
Cucky the Dwarf has presented an audio postcard,
I see.
This
is outstanding.
Yeah, this is really good, too. And I had to listen a couple times. I thought it was an actual song.
Oh, the mic goes mute today, friends. The flower boy's riding from the morning wave. Oh, yeah. Tangled in debates, love-hate game. Oh, still every soul adores him just the same. Yeah, from a little town he casts a giant sound. Oh, yeah, long nipple hair, but we don't care. Tim's buddy, no doubt. Give him hell about the skeleton. He doesn't care anymore. He'll scold you on the fan page, call you a filthy horse. He can shoot a basketball from the waist down. He burn a ciggy and run a mile right now. He hates Mr. Bowtie and that smug sweater vest. He is our plow boy and we love him best. For 10 years every morning, he made our ears smile. This isn't goodbye forever. It's see you in a while. And thanks for all you've given. You're one of a kind. So good luck on your future. See you next time. Glowworm, baby. Glowworm. I want to fist Doug.
Hey!
Doug, isn't that nice right there?
What in the world?
What's wrong with that?
I was enjoying it up until the final bar.
He is one of the more creative human beings that have ever walked this earth.
Was that him singing?
I think it's an AI program. I could be wrong.
Sounded like the Jimmy Dorsey band in the background.
That was Cab Calloway.
Cab Calloway.
Is that who that was?
It was.
And you can program that with AI?
However you did that, you can have a dead guy actually sing words?
That sounded unbelievable. It was super nice of Cucky to do. Obviously, yeah. He goes above and beyond every time. Love that man. He's in my wedding.
Huh.
Like I said, I wouldn't have known him without you guys. So I owe a lot of things in my life.
Well,
to the
show. Almost got arrested for soliciting male prostitution.
That's another great story. The guy pulled over on the middle of Hampton and goes, "Hey, you do realize you're going to get arrested."
Well, that was quite a little effort there.
Don't think about the same point.
Like, how glorious was that?
Yeah. And AI did all that, huh?
I think so.
Must have.
There's got to be programs that can do it. But
you program it, but yeah, AI can do some pretty incredible
things.
And
that's an app that you download?
More so a computer program, not like a phone app necessarily.
How do you get that?
You download software.
Is that real expensive to do?
I don't think so.
I kind of hope it is. Otherwise, the whole world's going to be doing it. We're not going to know what to trust, or what's real, what isn't real.
That time is upon us, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, I think we're already there.
I don't even know what AI is. I don't. I know you can.
Artificial intelligence.
Jackson's exhausted.
But
we haven't even got into the topic.
But I mean, Guy had a driver yesterday.
Let's talk about Guy's round
AI.
The plowboy has 25 minutes left, but I want to hear about Guy's round.
It's a Callaway AI. It's an artificial intelligent driver. I thought it just you made up words or you could use people's faces and things, but I just don't get what AI is.
What is AI?
Artificial intelligence.
I know what it stands for, but I don't know what that has to do with the driver.
Because it's made with AI technology.
So it uses somebody's fake face in the driver?
No. Did it hit a perfect shot every time you hit it?
He shot 72 yesterday. So.
I've got to get me one of those drivers.
It's all
I'm sure that it's all about the driver.
Yeah, I just don't
touch
know.
Touch it to
I
the
know,
club, like, and it goes 350 like Cucky, down the middle.
Like Cucky did that with AI. But then you see all these pictures say, oh, that's not her, it's AI. So it's used in everything, but I don't know what exactly it means.
Well, I think it means, in general terms, you can use computer technology to create whatever you want to create.
Real or fake.
Based on the information that's been
pumped
into the
algorithm.
So it's not one
thing. You can just...
It's a generalized topic, yeah.
I need to get me that Callaway AI.
Me too. I need an AI putter.
Well, I think he said the AI...
You start sinking every putt, you can really lower your
putter.
I think he said the AI part of it is that's why he won't let anybody else hit it, because after a certain period of time, it knows your swing and your ball speed, so it will adjust to that as far as your swing.
Wow.
If somebody else hits it, then it messes it all up and it goes to something else.
Well, at some point, then you're just playing a video game, aren't you? If the clubs are going to do everything for you.
That is amazing.
I don't know. This new technology
just
baffles me.
Brian Henson just wrote 0 out of 10. I don't even know what it means. Is that on the Colts pick last night? What'd they go with?
They
a lot of offensive
from,
players.
The running back from Washington, I want to say.
Taking a D-back.
That's Missouri, what a lot of people thought.
Too. Missouri guy got picked in the first round.
Yeah. I did see that.
Robinson.
Thank God.
I'm glad we got to it.
He'd have been sitting there for day two.
No, they got an edge rusher from Washington.
Yeah, that's a position now. Edge. Used to be defensive end.
This effort won't stop. Golf, golf, golf. That's from angry Anthony Pagano.
I'm sorry. UCLA is where the player went.
Yeah. Leila Lenitua.
It was created by AI, or more likely, it wasn't created by AI. But they know the buzzword will sell. That's from Uncle Cucker.
Bingo.
Hey, Ken, instead of playing Golf Rival on your phone while you're on the air, you should look up what AI is. That's from the Little Dutch Boy.
I've never played Golf Rival during this show.
My company has AI technology, and I just asked the program to pen an email about Plowsy with a few keywords, and it turned out pretty incredible. It's from Al in Dadeville. Sorry to interrupt this hijack. That's from Al. Dougie's in Dadeville at the moment. AI is coming for all our jobs. That is, if you listen to the olds, I, for one, say bring on the singularity. That's from Doug's prison wallet. Love this guy. He's like my phone call. He won't stop. That's from Chairman Steve, and he's in Wildwood.
Oh.
Please let Plowsy have his last half hour on the show without this dumbass talking. That's just from the 314.
I wanted the show today to be the show, and that's exactly what the show is all about.
I mean, that he's 85%
crestfallen.
I refuse for Iggy to be crestfallen. I love the AI bit. I thought it was awesome.
I want to hear you say, he's cresting.
The 9 o'clock hour, the Plowhawks final hour on the program is sponsored by Schaefer Door Company. They're online at SchaeferDoor.com. I'll spell it. SchaeferDoor.com. That's SchaeferDoor.com, and they've set up a number for our audience to get the quickest service. And that number, you can call or text to 636-782-3608. This is going to get you the quickest response time. They service all kinds of garage doors for service and new installs, and they have Monday morning standby service for those doors that break over the weekend. They service commercial doors as well. So if you run a business or warehouse with big, tall doors, Schaefer is experienced in these types of jobs. The business has multiple multifamily members working there, big enough to get any job done, but small enough to talk with a person who can have an important impact and an important problem that needs to be solved. Service techs are not commission-based. They're not upselling you. Here it is. Go to SchaeferDoor.com. This 9 o'clock hour sponsor on TMA and the sponsor of when somebody uses Little Wizard's Room next to us. SchaeferDoor.com or call or text 636-782-3608. Schaefer Door is a Clopay
master authorized dealer. And ladies and gentlemen, walking in here for this Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour, market manager John Kiowski.
Hey guys,
oh, it's wonderful to see you.
Wow. Listen to this gallery.
The reason why we're in the seats here, boys.
That's right.
Plowsy, it's your last day.
Yes, it is.
Well, knowing your love for the Cardinals, I wore this shirt.
Oh, I actually do. I do like the personalized button up. I do like embroidered anything, so I'm a big fan.
We will miss you.
I appreciate
it. Your fans will miss you.
What we experience here at Hubbard is something we have typically not experienced.
Great professionalism.
Professionalism, great support, returning emails, being nice, overall, genuine, great human beings. Cannot thank and love Hubbard enough. Certainly not leaving because I respect everything you do, John. And to give us the platform that we have, knowing the program that we have, is very special. So I will always think about Hubbard and the brightest of lights. You guys have been great for us, especially great for myself. So thank you guys enough.
That is kind. That is really kind, and it's felt the same way about you guys. But, Plowsy, I will tell you, not only will I miss you, I will miss your nipple hair.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to give this guy a hug before I leave.
Yeah.
There's going to be an embrace.
I am
going to
miss your nipple hugs. Please don't take them out.
Oh.
How about that?
I thought he could clip one off and hand it to him.
The manager said he's going to miss the man's nipple hair, is what
That's
he said.
That's right.
Yeah.
Your nipple hair. Everybody talks about your package.
There we go.
I listen. I hear the stuff.
I like the stuff. This is why we love and appreciate Hubbard so much, and because a guy in his position can talk about my package and nipple hair in an open forum.
Oh, yeah.
You're in a safe space, and I love that.
Well, okay. You do well. You're going to get married, right?
Yep. June 21st of next year.
I could see why. You've got all this stuff. Well, carry on. You will be missed.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. That is very kind of you.
Love that man.
Doug. I mean, the market manager came in and said he appreciates his package and nipple hair.
Every time he walks in, I think he's heard enough. That's it. He's going to start pulling wires. So you guys are out.
It is really amazing going from where we were to where, it is seriously so cliche, night and day difference. It absolutely is a night and day difference with the support they provide. I mean, even when we first got here, we met in December, kind of got to know the sales staff a lot, and just the fact that they were able to do that and go out of their way during the vacation of the holidays and meet and greet with us here before we started, that was great. So, can't thank Hubbard enough. They were in a fantastic company. Definitely will miss them.
Very nice of them.
Oh,
yeah.
super kind.
Yeah.
Super kind. Well, Plowhawk, we are arriving at the final few minutes before the final Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. I want to make sure that I say how much I am grateful for your time on the program, putting up with the BS that those of us who were a part of it experienced. And we stuck together as best as we could against some unfortunate sets of circumstances. You're a great guy off the air. I think the audience can tell that in a huge part of this show, and you will be missed. All while saying that, I'm so happy for you because I think you're probably doing, not probably, I know, you're doing what is best for you and your soon-to-be wife and your soon-to-be family. Mm-hmm. And wherever you go, you will be successful because you are a first-class guy. And you will be missed on this show and have loved having you a part of it for the last decade. God bless, brother, and Godspeed.
I appreciate that and did have something to say about Tim and all the boys. For Tim to give, the show was around, 8 to 10 years before I got here. Very super successful. And the fact that you gave me the chance and the platform with zero radio background. I had a year into the man, the woman. And let me tell you, that wasn't radio. No. What we did there for that year was just not radio.
Certainly was not.
So coming in, knowing that was the only thing on my resume, and for me to get the opportunity to do what I'm doing right now, all thanks to the guy right here in front of me. And everybody here has supported me, but the fact that you gave me that opportunity when, maybe I didn't deserve it, or certainly there are people more qualified than myself at the time, was a huge, huge moment for me. And that kind of that moment that shifted and changed my whole life was that. And Doug, I'm going to direct it to you.
Oh, no.
You are a savvy veteran. When I came in here, you were the most popular guy. You had no reason to treat me as an equal. You know what I mean? Even though you're such a super nice guy. You're 30 years my senior. You've been in this industry a long time. You know a lot of great people. You've done great things. But the fact that on those spring training trips, You knew I was new to the game, didn't know a lot of people. You took me out to lunches. We kind of hung out on a, I would say, a friend basis, although now I see that it's more
friend
coworker.
Yeah, friend worker?
Colleague.
The fact that you gave me the time of day and were as nice as you were and have been to me and Madison and my family, very appreciative of that. Just knowing I was a 24-year-old immature twink who had absolutely no idea what actually life was. I'm just kind of, you know, flying by the seat of my pants. The fact that you gave me the time of day and were super nice. Give me some wise advice, too, about life, which I'm very appreciative.
What's the wise advice you should?
Yeah. I already forgot. I think get out of the
I
think get out of the business. So I'm actually following that set advice today. And to my cohort, Iggy, who is the person I've worked with the longest. Iggy started out, me and him, on The Woman. And getting to know the most interesting, amazing character on any radio program in the country, I think, in Ken Strode. The stories go on for days, on for weeks. There's so much meat on that bone, and he could not be a nicer, more gentle, kind human being. Very charitable. We see what he does with Gobble Bowl. And our times with Pepper and Jeannie and hanging out with Iggy on the golf course, it truly was kind of that magical 10 years of just we all got together, we all got along, kind of that perfect storm. There's no drama outside of our show, certainly drama in the management aspect and other shows. That went daily. But the fact that we kept everything in the room and we kept this show as close and tight as it has been through all the drama is amazing. And to my lovely boy, Jackson, who sadly I haven't worked with long enough, but knowing what work he does, the work ethic he puts in, he's a grinder, he's a mucker. I cannot wait to see what he does in his future because I didn't have half of that work ethic when I was 25, 26 years old. To know what you want to do, to kind of have a path and a game plan in place. I kind of partied around my 20s, and I'm kind of paying for it in my 30s. Jackson is on the right path to super success, a star in the making. So I'm glad I at least got to work with him.
Love you, Paul.
You know, got to meet with him at 16 when he was doing a little project. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, what was he doing?
But now I see that it grew to bigger and better things. Yeah. So I appreciate all you guys. Listeners, obviously, there are thousands of people I can name. Interns that I've worked with, other show hosts, obviously Kat, Charlie, Jay, rest in peace. And, you know, all the, I just can't, it's just hard to wrap my head around how many personalities and people I've met through this show.
Well, we're going to miss you, buddy. I'm going to miss you.
Man.
You know, like my, you know, before I had to really start talking, I was just kind of like a guy behind the scenes. You and I were like buddies at TMA events. We'd all just kind of sit in the background and not do anything. And
people watch and make fun.
Yeah.
We like to do that.
Make a lot of fun of people. But on the golf course, at TMA events, out and about, you and I doing that salt and smoke thing where we're drinking Manhattan.
Oh, my God. Mm. Thank you. Forgot about that moment.
But a lot of people say this. We'll keep in touch. No, we will. We'll go out. We'll have cocktails.
100%.
We'll play golf. We'll keep in touch. So, but you're going to do great in your new job.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Man, it's, yeah, I love you guys and love the opportunity. It is really sad. I don't really get emotional and tear up all that much for really anything, so I didn't think I was going to.
Not this either.
But if there was a moment that, you know, it was probably the most emotional time for me. I haven't really lost any close family members, loved ones. This is kind of the biggest shift, life change I've had.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, outside of moving from college to here for a big boy job, this is definitely the biggest shift and change in my life I've had.
My word.
And it's hard to wrap my head around. Again, excited about the future. But you really think about all the great times we had. Man.
Well, you and I almost died together at the jowls of that horrible beast in Florida.
I think we connected.
We almost
more
cried
so that
day. Yeah,
and that was a real pig. That was
we were going to be eaten. Yeah. But it's been great working with you. You've done a fabulous job in a number of different roles that you've had here. And everyone has always enjoyed working with you. And the people will miss you, and we'll miss you very much.
Yeah, see, I love you guys. I appreciate it.
You're getting the right exit. You know,
I think so, too. It feels good to do that.
That's something that I recall when we were coming over here, and I said it, and it was, I think, I was doing a QFTA with Jackson and Jay, and I said I was really happy specifically, and people may have watched this, I'm sure most didn't, but for Doug and for Iggy, the two people as talented as the two of you guys, Iggy with your unique personality, Doug with your quick wit and willingness to give opinions, we're going to be rewarded and that we would be finally at a place that would ideally treat us right. And they have for the 2.5 years we've been here. But now for you also, because in however many different times you were whacked at KFNS, that would have been your final experience in radio.
Yeah.
And that would have left a really bad taste. So it's awesome that you get to go out on your own, that the audience gets to express their appreciation for you, and that this business treated you right. As you deserved when it was all said and done. So I'm glad that it went down this way as opposed to the way that it went down in June of 2020.
We had unfinished business, and I'm glad I was able to come back, reunite with you guys. Had some fun-ass shows. I mean, we did Jamaica. We've done golf tournaments. We've done, I mean, we've done a lot of stuff. We jam-packed a lot of things here in the 2.5 years at Hubbard. So do not regret at all coming back. I'm so glad I did because had a sour taste from radio. You know, I didn't listen to the show, didn't participate in the show a lot because of the resentment I had for management at the time. So it's good to leave this time knowing I'm going to podcast the show, enjoy it, be entertained by it, you know, put some things on the fan page and on Twitter and obviously give my takes on the phone line. So it's good to know that, like, this go-around is going to be a little bit different. I'm in a better mental place as well. So that's good.
God bless America.
Well, you've eaten enough for 10 people every day.
I've eaten quite a bit of calories.
And not
here
gained
at
a pound, so that's inspiring for
a lot
of people.
Got some donuts and pretzels to take home. I'm a blessed man, Doug.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Plowhawks' final Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. And Doug Brian Henschen says, I'll lead things off today.
Okay.
And Young, hey guys, I'm pounding pavement on the possibility the MLS coming to Indy and working the phones trying to find out who the Colts might draft in the second round. But I wanted to check in with a couple things. Firstly, I wanted to, on record, that I successfully predicted the defensive lineman pick. Suck on that, Reddit dweebs. I also want to thank Plowboy for the decade of entertainment and sunshine he brought to all of us most mornings. You're truly a beautiful, wonderful person, and you're going to be such an amazing father. It's truly been a joy listening to you over the years, brother. Take care. That's from number one Asian intern, Brian Henschen.
Brian Henschen.
Love that, man.
Plowboy, I wish you the best of luck in your new endeavor. I want to let you know that back in 2019, I was in a very toxic work environment, and my only outlet between 7 and 5 p.m. was listening to the show live and podcast. You guys might think this is a stupid show, but there are times when the show can be a great outlet for people going through a hard time. Thank you, Plowboy, for making me laugh for years. Long live the Plowboy. That's from the Hunchback of Vaughn Castle.
Is it Hunchback of Vaughn Castle?
There have been a lot of theories on the TMA subreddit about the real reason Darren is leaving the show. Is that really going on?
I haven't seen many conspiracies. I'd let you be privy to that if I thought.
Is he going to be driving the loop trolley? Is he parking cars with Prod Joe? Is he going back to manage the Canton Pizza Hut? No one knows for sure, but one thing we do know is that he will be missed. I'll especially miss how he accidentally plays loud videos from Twitter while Tim is trying to do a live read. I'll miss his laugh and the way he comments on sporting events he didn't watch. Always remember the time he tried to eat 30 White Castle sliders during the show. I shudder to think how much damage he did to that Hubbard bathroom as those greasy sliders oozed out of his muddy boy crevice.
Oh.
I tried to call you guys this morning before I got to work so I could say goodbye to Plowsy, but I couldn't get through because Steve, at one long-winded way, felt the need to ramble on for 30 minutes. He's a horse's ass for doing it.
Oh.
Most of all, I'm as Plowsy's zest for life. He is one of the few people I've come across that seems to truly find joy in this world. The mean listeners, angry texters, and diabetic sads may have destroyed that happiness, but I like to think it's still in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing all the farewell phone calls the last few days should remind us all to live with that same joy. Darren, you're a great person, and we'll miss you dearly. It's so sad to hear that you're being put down.
No.
Rest in peace, King. Doug, that's from the JV golf coach.
JV golf coach. Plowsy is being put down.
I like that theory.
Morning, gentlemen. I am sad you're leaving the show, Darren. Not because I'm going to miss your small-town stories, your glorious treat munching, or your hottest of takes, but more so because I had money on who would leave the show first. Tim moving to an estate in Costa Rica, Iggy being canned for obvious reasons, Jackson moving to Memphis to cover the NBA, and Doug finally embracing the great beyond that slowly beckons him every day.
That's so dark and funny as hell.
And true.
You were the first one to get my emails read on TMA. I even got my famous name from your amazing morning show. That made my sad little dreams come true, because obviously if you get an email read on TMA, it leads to so much ass, mainly from overweight, middle-aged, brine-covered men, but still. Mm. That set a series of events in motion that would go on to change the landscape of online entertainment in St. Louis and the world as we know it. I can't thank you enough for everything you've done for me. You were my first board up on the changing station as I was paying for my 11 to midnight Friday night show. Greensy asked if it would be okay if Darren was my producer guy. And I remember correctly, I blacked out from all the blood rushing to my stinky little no-no area.
Oh, that's not what it's called.
Hell yeah, I want him. We talked sports, movies, conspiracies, you name it. God, we had fun. But mainly, we got super high and got our guests higher than giraffe nipples so that they could no longer speak. It was a great format. You then came over to my house to do the show in my basement after the radio station asked us to do Friday evenings because our takes on Colton Wong's batting average were so piping hot. You always help me try to accomplish my dreams, and for that, I will be forever grateful. We've played golf in a gimp mask, hockey in my basement, eaten bananas in one bite. You've given us a part of yourself every day, every weekday for 10 years, and for that, we thank you. I'm so happy for you and Madison. You are a true friend and brother. Long live the plowboy. That's Steve, a.k.a. Cucky the Dwarf.
Cucky the Dwarf.
One of my best friends.
Dearest Plowsy, I'm already preparing to cry on Monday when I turn on the show, and it really hits me that you are really gone. I've asked my best bud to be there and hug me until our love juice is dry and our chest hair is permanently glued together.
Come on!
That might just seem like a cute thing to Doug, but in reality, it will give me a sense of security knowing another person can't leave me. Miss you already. Suck my ass, Doug.
Hey!
Rory Pepperpaws.
Gosh, I didn't like that one. Rory Pepperpaws.
Plowsy a lot of hate over the years, but I'll miss that angry lesbian. Thank you for giving John Talty a platform. That's right, you brought us John Talty.
That is true. I forgot about that. That was me.
Good luck and keep the Cardinal takes hot. Doug, I got a bag of Cheetos. Let me know when you want to play Peoria bus roulette with me and Rutt. That's from Mud Jack Mike, still showing up as Mr. Big Cream in the text inbox.
Mr. Big Cream.
Why did Rutt get dragged into that?
Yeah, where did that come from?
Why did I?
My bond with Plowboy is simple. I, too, used to be skinny with a monster hog. Admittedly, I am now fat with a big hog. But that bond is still there. He's been talking on these airways 10 years long, singing the same old song. He knows every crack in those walls of Hubbard or drops the name of the game. And Fred, ass-tire, body-type guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. Mm. There's been a load of hot takes arising on the road to his horizon. But he's going to be where the lights are shining on him, like a rhinestone plowboy, riding on a horse in a doobie-smoking rodeo, like a rhinestone plowboy, getting emails and texts from people he doesn't even know, and sexual offers coming over the phone. That's from Dick, and then the last name is Craven.
Dick Craven.
And he's new. Finally, ours is the type of presentation where the listeners feel free to drop in at any time and tell our departing board op good luck. And then have the show hijacked by a pair of high handicaps recapping their practice rounds and then throw shade at someone named VIP Pat. Look, I know VIP Pat. He's not a good guy.
That was a great quote.
5 years ago, when I made tire tracks on the fairway, I acted like the cart path only sign wasn't posted, and VIP Pat confirmed that he did post it. You see, I like to project my own reality so I don't have to ever admit I was wrong, so anyone that provides factual evidence that counters my BS narrative is a bad person for, quote, trashing me. Pull it together, boy. Pull it together, boy. Pull it together, boy. Pull it together, boy. What a finale with listeners requesting the sound effect from Plowsy's ball trimmer live read, Martin Kilcoyne busting out ass Tony, and then firing some shots at John Hadley's management at 590, the boot salesman. Chris Raby sent in a wonderful audio postcard featuring Plowsy's two-minute lesbian stand-up routine at Ballpark Village, where he referred to himself as a twink before he knew what twink meant, featuring audio recorded on Willie Springer's flip phone, followed by a cucky audio postcard that was absolute gold, long nipple hair, but we don't care. Tim's buddy, no doubt. Congratulations, Plowsy, on finding employment where you won't need to sell a testicle to finance the down payment on your home. We've had some great times getting high in strip mall parking lots and on the golf course, sometimes with friends, sometimes with an imposter pretending to be Misty Plops.
God, what a great story.
I'll miss your takes about Bill Russell, soccer's popularity in the U.S., The Office getting better after Michael Scott left, and how littering cigarettes isn't a big deal because people drive cars. Most of all, I'll miss your aggressive verbal responses to the text line without reading the original text. That's my favorite. Good night, sweet prince. Doug, that's from Buck Swope.
Buck Swope with a nice little email.
That's what we have for the Design Air heating and cooling email of the day. Show me what you got, little mama. Show me what you got, little lady. Show me what you got, short air.
There were several that were worthy of
they
victory.
They really were.
But I like the song lyrics. I'm going to go for Dick Craven.
Wow.
What?
Well, I was going to give Plowsy. I thought I knew he'd vote for it. I was going to let Plowsy name it. But
you knew Doug was going to vote for Dick Craven?
No. oh, I thought you vote for Cuckey, then I would say I'm going to turn my vote over to Plowsy and let him vote because I know what he's going to vote for. I'm just going to vote for Cuckey.
I'm voting for Cuckey. Everyone was really good, and it's like the best week I've had in radio, knowing that, you know, you get all the love, you get to end it the way I want to, so appreciate it. Love the emails, but Cuckey got to win this one.
God bless. Cuckey, the dwarf, has won the Plowhawk's final Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Plowhawk, we love you. I think I speak on behalf of the people who have listened to this show and the people you have worked with both here and at KFNS and the great beyond, like Jennings Randolph Jr., and we will miss you, brother.
I will be short and sweet because I don't want Jackson to have to run around getting balloon party. Love you, boy, to death. Again, you're going to hear me plenty. I'll still spit hot takes.
Oh, please do.
The only difference is Jackson will be playing much better drops. So that's what you're going to get for the new show. Don't worry. I will still be around, I promise.
Well, we will miss you, and good luck.
We will miss you, brother. Godspeed. I know you're going to kill it.
Love you, Plowhawk.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the Plowhawk, for Action Jackson, for Kenneth Iggy Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been TMA presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.